Governor Sean Parnell signed into law a bill last week that will put $35 million toward construction of residential housing in Anchorage with a sky bridge to the Alaska Native Medical Center. A move supporters say will save the state millions of dollars each year. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
The state is putting $35 million toward construction of a 170-bed residential facility with sky bridge access to the Alaska Native Medical Center, or ANMC. The sponsor of Senate Bill 88 is Fairbanks Republican Pete Kelly, co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee. He says at first he was skeptical about the project.
But this, I think, is one of the rare times in government where spending some money now is actually going to save us some money. And we'll see returns on this, I think, year after next when the facility is finally up and operational.
Kelly says the project will stem the constantly growing cost to the state of Medicaid.
What it does is it allows for the federal government to pay for 100% of the medical costs rather than the 50% that are paid at other facilities. As a result, it allows the state to save somewhere in the neighborhood of about $8.5 million per year. So it should be a pretty good project.
Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium CEO Roald Helgeson says the housing is needed for people who are getting chemotherapy, pregnant women with complications waiting to deliver, and others who need to be near the medical center but don't need to be admitted.
More than 58% of our patients from across Alaska come into the Alaska Native Medical Center, and they need a place to stay while they're here. For us, it's an issue of access to care, and without housing, our patients won't have that access to important health services.
Helgeson says the housing will bring more patients to ANMC, bringing some of the health care dollars that now go to the Providence and Alaska Regional Medical Centers to the consortium, which he says will take money now going into living expenses and put it into health care.
Services that we're looking at expanding include our maternal child health and our neonatal intensive care unit. We're looking at expansion in our operating suites as well as endoscopy. Our advanced imaging, and several of our additional specialty services like ophthalmology, ear, nose, and throat, urology, and some of our services that are critical on an ongoing basis, such as the intensive care unit, emergency services.
In a prepared statement, Anchorage Republican Senator Kevin Meyer, who supported the bill, said the community atmosphere of the facility will bring cultural values into the recovery process. The state will sell bonds to finance construction, which is expected to be completed in 2 years. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.